Ace and Mal followed Hazel down an unstable tunnel shaft. The man-made support beams were weakened, and there were giant cracks in the rock along the walls. It was slow going, making their way through large boulders and debris.
Man, how could you survive down here for so long?
What do you mean?
I mean, there's no food, the water's foul, and it's freezing.
And no soft beds and no showers.
Yeah, I was gonna say something about that. You need a shower.
No showers in the Barrens. Sorry.
I guess it's impressive if you really think about it. I'd bet some of the Gallows Brigade wouldn't have survived as long as you.
Thanks, I guess.
They fell silent as they walked through a series of tunnels that were part man-made walls that had crumbled away, exposing the smooth rock of an old lava tube. Though they were moving slowly and carefully, their footfalls echoed throughout the otherwise quiet cave. Mal looked at Hazel, who seemed to be moving a bit faster, her nose angled down at the slick floor of the lava tube.
Are you sure she's got their scent?
She's definitely on the trail of something. I'm sure that one of them had to touch that riot collar before putting it on her. She must have gotten a scent off of it.
Oh, that's assuming she can smell something other than you.
Ace nodded and pushed on ahead.
Hey, that was a joke.
Oh. It wasn't very funny.
Hey, what you said back there in the boneyard, did you mean it?
What did I say?
That you had no friends before Hazel.
There was a miner that looked out for me after my mom died. But I think he's dead now.
Well, we can be friends.
Okay.
They both looked down and noticed that Hazel had stopped moving. Her ears were flared out, and her shoulders were crouched low. She slowly moved forward, her nose sweeping the floor of the cave, her ears twitching as if picking up a sound that Ace and Mal couldn't hear. Ace whispered,
Shh. She's got them. Quiet now.
Ace and Mal kept pace with Hazel, who was still moving steadily forward. They came to a fork in the tunnel. Hazel hesitated for a quick moment, then moved to the right and continued to follow the scent. The tunnel was much darker than the main tributary, and Ace had to adjust the brightness on his optics. He felt something brush his hand, then looked down. Mal was reaching out for him. She must have been struggling to see in the semi-darkness. Ace took her hand and kept following Hazel. Ace noticed her hand. Deke's hands were like cement, and the sentry that had tried to shove him into the lava vat had rough, dry hands. But Mal's hand was smooth and warm. Up ahead, Ace saw a sharp bend in the tunnel, a blind corner. There was a large limestone crag jutting up from the middle of the tunnel. Ace noticed some flickering light on the stone and the wall of the cave. As they got closer to the bend, he could hear faint noises. It was still far away, but the sounds were definitely voices, though he couldn't make out what they were saying. Hazel reached the blind corner, craned her neck to take a look. She drew back after a moment and turned her head toward Ace and Mal. They crept forward and peeked around the bend. There was a man there, one of Carter's followers, armed with a pistol that was hanging from a holster slung over his shoulder and guarding the path. He was staring at his VCOM, which illuminated his face, and the cave wall with the flickering light. They could hear voices from the device. He must have been watching one of the programs broadcast from the chute. Mal pulled Ace back and pointed to herself, then at the limestone boulder. Then she pointed at Ace and Hazel and indicated a spot further back in the tunnel. Ace figured out what she was up to, but shook his head and whispered,
"No, it's too dangerous."
Mal whispered back,
"Don't worry, I've had some training. I think I can take him."
Think?
Before Ace could object any more, she shoved him back and hid behind the big rock. Ace pulled Hazel back and they stood in the half shadows of the tunnel. Mal nodded, then picked up a small rock and threw it towards the guard. The guard heard the noise immediately and shut off his VCOM. Mal peeked around the boulder carefully and saw him facing the blind corner. His hand was on the butt of his pistol, but he hadn't drawn his weapon yet. He took a tentative step forward. Mal threw another small rock, this time towards Ace and Hazel. It skittered against the cave floor. The guard moved quicker now, trotting towards the bend in the cave. As he turned, he saw Ace and Hazel, partially obscured by the shadows. Hazel growled. Before the guard could pull out his pistol, Mal attacked him. She kicked him in the small of the back, sending him sprawling forward. She lunged after him and landed her balled fist right behind his ear. The guard stumbled and went to one knee. Just as he turned to face Mal, she drove her knee up into his chin, whipping his head back in a jerking motion. The guard crumpled to the ground, unconscious. Ace stepped out of the shadows, amazed. Even Hazel cocked her head and let out a small whimper of astonishment.
You killed them!
Mal immediately grabbed the pistol and put it into the waistband of her pants. She grabbed the guard's hands and began to bind his wrists with the leather holster strap.
Nah, just knocked him out.
She looked up at Ace and saw he was wide-eyed and speechless. She just grinned at him.
I told you I had some training. Come on.
She finished binding the guard's hands and then moved back toward the blind corner. Ace looked down at Hazel. Hazel looked up at Ace. Then they both followed after Mal. They caught up with Mal 40 meters after the bend, where the tunnel ended in a wide opening overlooking a cavern below. Ace could clearly hear voices now, coming from the cavern. Ace knelt next to Mal and looked down. There were at least 40 followers in a spacious cavern. They were gathered around several large crates. One of them was opened, and there were weapons inside. Plasma rifles and pistols, and smaller round objects that looked like explosives of some sort. Carter stepped into view. He was flanked by Reyna and three men wearing robes. The robes were ornate and colorful. Red and yellow circles adorned the front and back, with white streaks spreading out along the sleeves. Their hoods were pulled up so Ace couldn't make out their faces. They were all carrying large metal staffs. Ace could see a pulsing light on the tips of the staffs, and figured they must have been some modified version of the Sentry's cattle prods. They hovered protectively around Carter, as if they were his own personal guards. Carter turned to address a man kneeling next to one of the crates. He was attaching wires to a long cylindrical object. The acoustics in the cavern made it very easy for Ace and Mal to overhear Carter talking.
Kern! How much longer?
The man named Kern jumped when Carter spoke to him. He was thin and short, with beady dark eyes.
This can't be rushed, unless you want all of us to die. Hurry up.
Kern wiped the sweat from his forehead and went back to work on the device, carefully attaching the next wire. Mal put her hand on Ace's shoulder to get his attention. She leaned in close.
Oh no. That's a bomb.
What's a bomb?
It makes a big explosion. With fire.
What does he need a bomb for if he's just going to the surface?
It doesn't make sense. They must be planning an attack on Eagle's Nest.
I thought you said there were hundreds of soldiers there. They'd be totally outnumbered.
Not if they use that bomb. We have to tell somebody. We have to warn them. He lied about everything. He doesn't want peace. He wants war.
Isn't he just trying to get to the surface?
Maybe. Maybe he doesn't really want to go. Maybe he's no better than my mother and grandfather. He wants to rule Subterra. And he told his followers about the surface to give them hope and make them loyal to him. It was all a lie. How could I be so stupid?
What are you talking about?
There's nothing up there, on the surface. I've seen the air samples, the data. Tomas tried to tell me. But I wanted to believe there was something better up there. God, I'm such an idiot.
But you were going to go to the surface with Carter.
Yeah. I did believe him. He made me think that I was part of something, a cause. But it was all lies. All he needed me for was the stupid chip in my arm. I was his way into Eagle's Nest. Carter's no idealist. He's trying to take over Subterra. He's a monster, and he tricked me.
Ace shushed Mal as he noticed someone enter the cavern. Mal was seething, but stayed quiet as they watched. A man approached Carter.
Did you find them?
The man said something in a low voice that Ace and Mal couldn't make out, but the response immediately agitated Carter, who stepped quickly toward the man and yelled at him.
I need to find her.
The man said something in that low mumble, then held up something for Carter to see. Ace noticed it right away. It was the broken riot collar he had taken off Hazel.
Get back out there and don't come back without her!
Suddenly, Hazel began growling at the sight of the man holding the riot collar. Ace turned quickly, trying to calm her, trying to make her quiet, but it was no use. Hazel started barking loudly as everyone down in the cavern looked up and spotted them. Carter locked eyes with Mal and yelled at his followers.
Get her! Do not let her escape!
One of the followers picked up a plasma rifle and took a shot in Ace and Mal's direction. The shot went wide but gouged out a section of rock right above their heads. Carter knocked the rifle out of the cult member's hands.
Her biochip won't work unless she's alive!
Mal pulled her pistol and aimed at the bomb on the ground. She fired a shot that barely missed, kicking up dirt and debris right next to the explosive device. Kern grabbed the bomb, picked it up, and ran out of view. Mal took another shot at Kern, but he was moving too fast and she missed again.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to destroy that bomb!
But it will explode and make fire?
Yeah, I hope so.
Other followers were scrambling for tunnels and man-made passages, looking for a route to cut off Ace and Mal. Ace watched the robed priests as they protectively surrounded Carter and moved him to cover.
We have to go. Now!
Wait!
Mal pointed her pistol down into the cavern, aiming at one of the weapons crates. She targeted one of the small grenades and fired. The projectile pierced the casing and it blew up with a hiss of white gas. Several cult members near the area instantly fell to the ground, unconscious or dead. It was impossible to tell. The smoky gas quickly dissipated, leaving behind complete chaos. People were shouting and running back and forth. Mal had poked a hornet's nest. Mal turned and ran past Ace. They both hit the blind bend, passing the knocked out cult member and continued down the left fork of the tunnel. They ran down the tunnel and came to a four-way intersection of well-lit, man-made tunnels with sheer plastine walls. They could hear footsteps approaching, but couldn't tell which way they were coming from.
Which way do we go?
Ace looked down at Hazel and whistled a command. Hazel took off running down one of the corridors. Ace and Mal followed her. They ran for a long time. The corridor was straight with no openings or offshoots. Ace could hear Mal breathing heavily and knew they would have to slow down soon. Ace looked back quickly and could see she was keeping pace but struggling. When he turned to face front, Hazel was nowhere in sight. Ace slowed and stopped running. Mal stopped behind him, putting her hands on her hips and catching her breath.
We have to keep going.
I know. Just give me a second.
From somewhere ahead in the corridor, they both heard Hazel barking. It was continuous and high-pitched. Something had her on high alert.
Come on.
A few moments later, they could see Hazel. She was still barking and hunched low as she pranced back and forth, feigning a charge but waiting for a command to attack. Ace stopped, trying to see what Hazel was barking at. A second later, Mal was at his back. Ace adjusted the gain on his optics and finally saw what Hazel was barking at. Mal tried to move past, but Ace stopped her by barring the way with his arm.
What? What is it?
Reyna stepped out of the shadows, her Amazonian frame filling the corridor. She held her silver cattle prod out in front, brandishing it at Hazel, who moved back and forth. In Reyna's other hand, she held the riot collar.
Your bot has a good nose. Led you right to me.
Ace turned and looked behind him, but the corridor was now blocked by four followers, two armed with pistols, the other two with cattle prods. They were slowly advancing on Ace and Mal, boxing them in. Mal whispered to Ace,
"There's an airlock just ahead.
Mal raised her pistol and aimed it at Reyna. The cult members behind Mal raised their weapons.
Don't shoot her. We need her alive.
But you can kill the boy and his dog.
Mal fired the pistol at Reyna. She dove to the right and the round hit the airlock door behind her. Mal pulled the trigger again, but the pistol didn't fire. She could hear the high-pitched whine of a recharged servo. She was out of ammo. Mal lowered her pistol. She spoke to Ace, but kept her eyes locked onto Reyna.
I'll take care of her, Ace. You and Hazel will have to entertain the others.
Ace whistled the kill command as Hazel leapt into action, swiveling about and charging at the four followers. The two armed with pistols shot at her, but she was a blur, darting back and forth. She jumped onto the wall at a full sprint, then hurled her body at the cult member in front. The man fell backwards, crashing into the others. Hazel bit one of the armed men on the hand, and he dropped the pistol. Hazel barked and harassed the men, narrowly avoiding the electrified nodules of the cattle prods. Ace turned back towards Mal, who was facing off with Reyna in the narrow corridor. Mal grabbed her pistol by the barrel and was holding it like a club. Reyna pressed a button on her cattle prod, causing a blue arc of electricity to appear at the end. The blue light flashed in the whites of Reyna's eyes as she stalked Mal. Mal struck first, lunging in and swiping the pistol at Reyna's head. Reyna dodged the attack easily and poked the cattle prod at Mal, more in a probing motion than a move meant to actually connect. Reyna made a few more feints, testing and calculating Mal's skill. Ace felt helpless, caught between Hazel, who was doing all the work to protect him, and his new friend Mal, who was in a close quarters fight with a much bigger adversary. Mal attacked again, keeping up the offensive. Her movements clearly had purpose. She had been trained in this form of combat, but her actions seemed to lack conviction, as if this was the first time she was in an actual fight against someone who intended to harm her, and not just a sparring partner in Eagle's Nest. Ace heard a whimper and quickly turned to see Hazel. One of the cattle prods had grazed her hindquarters and she hobbled on the leg. She turned and snapped at the follower's wrist, causing him to drop the cattle prod. But in that moment, the other followers piled onto Hazel, grabbing her torso and head and pressing down on her until he could only see human bodies covering her. Ace ran forward, hitting a button on his optics, overcharging the headlamp. He stopped a few feet from the followers.
Hey!
Three of them turned towards Ace and he hit the button again. There was a sudden white flash of blinding light. The followers put up their hands to shield their eyes, but it was too late. Hazel squirmed free and bit one of the followers on the calf, ripping her jaws back and forth savagely, opening up a bloody wound. The others, still blinded, scrambled backwards. The follower that had avoided the blinding flash turned and ran down the tunnel as Hazel lunged at him, jaws open and dripping with blood. The other followers crawled away, feeling the sides of the corridor to guide them away from Hazel and her ferocious barking. Ace whistled again and Hazel turned towards him. Ace, though now half-blind because of his depleted optics, pointed towards Mal.
Go help her, girl.
Hazel, seemingly recovered from the cattle prod injury, bolted towards Reyna. Reyna, seeing she was now outflanked, brandished the cattle prod in front of her and slowly circled around Mal. She did the same as Hazel approached her. The bot was wary of the cattle prod but held her ground, barking furiously at Reyna. A few more steps, and Reyna was clear of the trio.
You fight well, but you know you cannot win. Mal, you will bow to Carter soon enough. Praise Amun.
One last charge by Hazel sapped the last of Reyna's courage, and she backed away a few more meters, but didn't leave. She stared at Mal with venom in her eyes. Mal quickly tapped some keys on the airlock control pad. The door opened with a hiss as a blast of fetid, dank air surrounded them. Mal went back to Ace, keeping one eye locked on Reyna, who was just standing there watching. Mal picked up one of the dropped cattle prods and grabbed Ace's hand and led him through the airlock. On the other side, she thumbed a few more keys to close the steel door. Once it was shut, she jammed the cattle prod into the control pad, disabling it with a sizzle of electricity and a shower of sparks. Mal looked through the small porthole in the airlock door, and saw Reyna was still staring at her, her face partially obscured in shadow. Ace finished resetting his optics and calibrated them. They fired up with a low-pitched electronic hum.
Can you see?
Good enough. Where do we go next? Mal paused, looked up at Ace, trying to find his eyes through the thick, dark lenses of the optics goggles. She turned around and saw there were two paths, the main tunnel, and a service corridor that led down to the next level via a set of rusted iron stairs.
This is as far as you go.
What are you talking about?
Mal motioned towards the set of stairs.
It's too dangerous. Take Hazel and go back to the Barrens.
Take Hazel? If Hazel hadn't been here, you'd be dead.
Yeah, I know. But this isn't your fight, Ace.
She started to walk away, but Ace kept pace with her.
This is my fight.
Don't you get it? He's planning a coup, and if he wipes out the military, there won't be anybody to oppose him.
If Eagle's Nest is the way to the surface, then I have to try and catch up to him.
I don't think he ever planned on going to the surface. And even if he did, there's nothing there.
I want to see for myself.
There's nothing on the surface but poison, air, and death. I wanted to believe it too, but Carter was just tricking me. Look, you can't stay with me. It's too risky. I don't want you to get killed.
Ace stopped. He was stunned. He thought he had made a friend. In that moment, he felt a dull pain in his stomach. It was a feeling he had felt many times before, a feeling of loss. When his mother died in front of him, when Deke was laying on the ground at the mining camp, a victim of the sentry's wrath. There were very few people in Ace's life he could have ever called friend, and now it appeared he was losing another, if she ever really was his friend. Ace felt something bump against his thigh. He looked down and saw Hazel's shoulder pressed against his leg. He knew it was just an automated behavior. Every few minutes, she was programmed to bump against him, just to let him know she was still there and ready for a command. They got rid of this behavior in the mass models, but the Darva models were different, embedded with a bonding program to make them more canine. Ace thought there was something comforting about it. That touch, that little bit of contact that said so much. I'm here. I'm with you. I'll never leave you.
Did you hear me? You need to go. I don't need you anymore.
You're wrong.
What?
You need us more than we need you. Hazel has their scent now. I can find them without you.
Ace, I'm trying to protect you.
Ace could see emotion on Mal's face. No tears or a raised voice, but something a bit more subtle. Something Ace had picked up on since they had been together. A little wrinkle appeared on the bridge of her nose, and she couldn't look at him directly. She was scared.
I'm not going back.
You have to.
No, and I know you won't say it, but you do need me.
Ace reached down and patted Hazel's head that was slightly pressed against his leg.
Hazel and I are in this with you until the end.
It was Mal's turn to fall silent. She nodded slowly, as if she was seeing Ace in a new light. His body language was different, more confident somehow. After a moment, she spoke, conceding.
We have to tell somebody about this. Come on, Ace.
Mal walked off with Ace trailing behind. Hazel barked and trotted ahead. As the trio moved off down the corridor, they could hear the sound of Reyna banging on the airlock with her cattle prod.
Subterra, written and produced by Steve Kruger and Warren Davis. performed by Marty Yu,
Cece Boyce,
Tamara Pennington,
Doug Perkins,
and
Kyle Bornheimer.